They then passed on and found a saloon constructed of polished marble, adorned with jewels. The beholder imagined that upon its floor was running water, and if anyone walked upon it, he would slip. The Emir Musa therefore ordered the Sheikh Abd al-Samad to throw upon it something that they might be enabled to walk on it, and he did this, and contrived so that they passed on. And they found in it a great dome constructed of stones gilded with red gold. The party had not beheld, in all that they had seen, anything more beautiful than it. And in the midst of that dome was a great dome-crowned structure of alabaster, around which were lattice windows, decorated and adorned with oblong emeralds, such as none of the kings could procure. In it was a pavilion of brocade, raised upon columns of red gold, and within this were birds, the feet of which were of emeralds. Beneath each bird was a net of brilliant pearls spread over a fountain. And by the brink of the fountain was placed a couch adorned with pearls and jewels and jacinths, whereupon was a damsel resembling the shining sun. Eyes had not beheld one more beautiful. Upon her was a garment of brilliant pearls, on her head was a crown of red gold with a fillet of jewels. On her neck was a necklace of jewels, in the middle of which were refulgent gems. And upon her forehead were two jewels, the light of which was like that of the sun. And she seemed as though she were looking at the people, and observing them to the right and left. When the Emir Musa beheld this damsel, he wondered extremely at her loveliness, and was confounded by her beauty and the redness of her cheeks and the blackness of her hair. Any beholder would imagine that she was alive and not dead. And they said to her, "Peace be on thee, O damsel." But Talib said to the Emir, "May God amend thy state. Know that this damsel is dead. There is no life in her. How then can she return the salutation?" And he added, "O Emir, she's skilfully embalmed, and her eyes have been taken out after her death, and quicksilver hath been put beneath them, after which they have been restored to their places, so they gleam. And whenever the air putteth them in motion, the beholder imagineth that she twinkleth her eyes, though she is dead. And as to the couch upon which was the damsel, it had steps, and upon the steps were two slaves, one of them white and the other black. And in the hand of one of them was a weapon of steel, and in the hand of the other a jeweled sword that blinded the eyes. And before the two slaves was a tablet of gold, whereon was read an inscription, which was this: In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful, praise be to God, the Creator of man. And he is the Lord of lords and the cause of causes. O thou, if thou know me not, I will acquaint thee with my name and my descent. I am Tedmer, the daughter of the kings of the Amalekites. I possessed what none of the kings possessed, and ruled with justice, and acted impartially toward my subjects. I gave and bestowed, and I lived a long time in the enjoyment of happiness and an easy life, and possessing emancipated female and male slaves. Thus I did until the summoner of death came to my abode, and disasters occurred before me. And the case was this: 7 years in succession came upon us, during which no water descended on us from heaven, nor did any grass grow for us on the face of the earth. So we ate what food we had in our dwellings, and after that we fell upon the beasts and ate them, and there remained nothing. Upon this, therefore, I caused the wealth to be brought, and meted it with a measure, and sent it by trusty men, who went about with it through all the districts, not leaving unvisited a single large city, to seek for some food. But they found it not, and they returned to us with the wealth after a long absence. So thereupon we exposed to view our riches and our treasures, locked the gates of the fortresses in our city, and submitted ourselves to the decree of our Lord, committing our case to our master. And thus we all died, as thou beholdest, and left what we had built and what we had treasured. This is our story. Whoso arriveth at our city and entereth it, let him take of the wealth what he can, but not touch anything that is on my body, for it is the covering of my person. Therefore, let him fear God, and not seize aught of it, for he would destroy himself. Peace be on you. I beg God, moreover, to save you from the evil of trials and sickness. The Emir Musa, when he heard these words, again wept and was admonished by what he witnessed. He then said to his companions, "Bring the sacks, and fill them with part of these riches, and these vessels, and rarities, and jewels." And thereupon Talib, the son of Sal, said to the Emir Musa, "O Emir, shall we leave this damsel with the things that are upon her? They are things that have no equal, nor is the like of them at any time found, and they are more than the riches thou hast taken, and will be the best present by which thou mayst ingratiate thyself with the Prince of the Faithful." But the Emir replied, "Heardest thou not that which the damsel has given as a charge in the inscription upon this tablet? Moreover, and especially, she hath given it as a charge offered in confidence, and we are not of the people of treachery." The vizier Talib, however, said, "And on account of these words wilt thou leave these riches and these jewels when she is dead? What then should she do with these things, which are the ornaments of the world and the decoration of the living? With a garment of cotton might this damsel be covered, and we are more worthy of the things than she." Then he drew near to the steps and ascended them until he reached the spot between the two slaves, when, lo, one of these two smote him upon his back, and the other smote him with the sword that was in his hand and struck off his head, and he fell down dead. So the Emir Musa said, "May God not regard with mercy thy resting place. There was in these riches a sufficiency, and covetousness doth dishonour the person in whom it existeth." He thereupon gave orders for the entry of the troops, who accordingly entered, and they loaded the camels with part of those riches and minerals, after which the Emir Musa commanded them to close the gate as it was before. They then proceeded along the sea coast until they came in sight of a high mountain overlooking the sea. In it were many caves, and lo, in these was a people of the blacks, clad in hides and with burnouses of hides upon their heads, whose language was not known. And when they saw the troops, they ran away from them and fled, while their women and their children stood at the entrances of the caves. So the Emir Musa said, "O Sheikh Abd al-Samad, what are those people?" And he answered, "These are the objects of the inquiry of the Prince of the Faithful." They therefore alighted, and the tents were pitched, and the riches were put down, and they had not rested when the king of the blacks came down from the mountain and drew near to the troops. He was acquainted with the Arabic language, wherefore, when he came to the Emir Musa, he saluted him, and the Emir returned his salutation and treated him with honour. Then the king of the blacks said to the Emir, "Are ye of mankind or of the genies?" The Emir answered, "As to us, we are of mankind, and as to you, there is no doubt but that ye are of the genies, because of your seclusion in this mountain that is separated from the world, and because of the greatness of your make." But the king of the blacks replied, "Nay, we are a people of the race of Adam, of the sons of Ham, the son of Nor, on whom be peace. And as to this sea, it is known by the name of El Karkar." The Emir Musa then said to him, "We are the associates of the king of El Islam, Abd al-Malik, the son of Marwan, and we have come on account of the bottles of brass that are here in your sea, and wherein are the devils imprisoned from the time of Solomon, the son of David. He hath commanded us to bring him some of them, that he may see them, and divert himself by the view of them." And the king of the blacks replied, "Most willingly." Then he feasted him with fish, and ordered the divers to bring up from the sea some of the bottles of Solomon. And they brought up for them 12 bottles, wherewith the Emir Musa was delighted, and the Sheik Abdus Samad also. And the soldiers, on account of the accomplishment of the affair of the Prince of the Faithful. The Emir Musa thereupon presented to the king of the blacks many presents, and gave him large gifts. In like manner, too, the king of the blacks gave to the Emir Musa a present consisting of wonders of the sea. Then they bade him farewell, and they journeyed back until they came to the land of Syria, and went in to the Prince of the Faithful. Whereupon the Emir Musa acquainted him with all that he had seen, and all that had occurred to him with respect to the verses and histories and admonitions, and told him of the case of Talib the son of Sal. And the Prince of the Faithful said to him, "Would that I had been with you, that I might have beheld what ye beheld." He then took the bottles, and proceeded to open one after another, and the devils came forth from them, saying, "Repentance, O Prophet of God, we will not return to the like conduct ever." And Abdelmelik, the son of Marwan, wondered at this. After this, the Prince of the Faithful caused the riches to be brought before him, and divided them among the people. And he said, "God hath not bestowed upon anyone the like of what he bestowed upon Solomon the son of David." This is the end of that which hath come down to us of the history of the city of brass entire. And God is all-knowing.